We've all experienced the awkwardness of silence. Think about the silence we experience at a dinner party when the conversation falls flat, or after Uncle Bob unknowingly insults another person yet again. Awkward. I don't know too many people who appreciate the confining silence of a long elevator ride in a half-full elevator. The commands, be quiet or shut up, are often punitive attempts to stop words, to enforce silence in another person. If silence has a bad rap, solitude hasn't done much better. If you have too much solitude, you're a loner, an outsider, or maybe even an outcast. Solitary confinement, or to bring it closer to home, room time, are punishments meant to instill the wrongness of an action. Silence and solitude definitely have negative connotations. Yet there must also be an upside because Jesus regularly practiced both of these disciplines.